The fatal shootings of two African-American men by police this week and last night's fatal shooting of five police in Dallas have touched local residents. Peaceful marches were held in downtown Charlotte last night, and today area residents expressed their thoughts on Charlotte Talks. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
The shootings happened in Louisiana, Minnesota, and Dallas, but area residents are feeling the pain of those tragedies, and they are heavy on their minds.
You know, I'm not a member of that community, but if I were, I would believe with all my heart that most of the killings are the type of almost assassination-like killings.
It's a broad fear in our community right now because of the accountability factor. When criminals commit crimes, they go to jail. When cops commit crimes, they don't.
A lot of people have a tendency to choose a side, whether they want to mourn for the police officers or black lives that have been lost. But I think it's okay to mourn for both, and you don't necessarily have to choose a side at this point.
Other callers talked about being concerned about the safety of their children and loved ones if they are stopped by a police officer. Some expressed frustration over few officers being convicted in fatal shooting incidents, such as former Charlotte police officer Randall Carrick, whose trial last year ended in a hung jury. One former police officer said law enforcement needs help in the form of diversity training.
I don't think there's a lot of racist cops out there. I just think there's a lot of officers that don't understand other cultures and mannerisms, and there's a fear in how you're supposed to react.
The conversations are continuing, and callers also said they hope the media will handle coverage of the shootings responsibly. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.